Possible Poetry, ein Podcast über neue Welten und Wege in der Poesie mit Dirk Hülstrunk. Possible Poetry, a podcast about new worlds and roads of poetry with your host Dirk Hülstrunk. So welcome to a new episode of Possible Poetry, your podcast about possible poetries in different forms, in different languages. And today my guest is Erko Tokman, and he's a poet, performance and visual artist, translator, cultural activist from Istanbul in Turkey. But he's currently living in Ostrava, Czechia, doing his master on intermedia arts in Ostrava University. So welcome to my podcast, Erko.
Thank you very much, Dirk, for inviting me. It is an interesting poetry podcast. I'm glad to be part of it.
Okay, so you're a very, very interesting artist, since you really combine very different art forms. You're a poet and interdisciplinary art. You do visual poetry, very different art forms. So what is the main art form you would be working in?
I could say that I start with writing poetry, firstly. And then, you know, since as a part of my character, being involved in different parts of the life, and then the art was one of my main pillar in the life. So since I've been discovering the new dimensions in art and literature, so in the later stage of my life, I combined the different discipline of arts, bringing together interdisciplinary aspect of my artistic vision. So as a result of that, I studied theater, acting in different countries such as United Kingdom, London, and the Romania, Bucharest, and Istanbul. Then these acting experiences from different theater masters influences, I bring together all those aspects of acting, turning into a form of performance. So and then over the last 10 years, mainly I was acting on performing art, bringing out my own performances as well as collective performances with other artists or as a movement in Turkey called Open Poetry Movement, based on performance poetry. Now, as a further step of it, I started master studies in Ostrava University on performing art, mainly performing intermedia art, sound, also, but installations and other things. So, but I could say, after theater studies, mainly I try to combine poetry, performing art, and visual art together.
And what was your main inspiration when you started to write poetry?
Well, I think that the writing poetry first came into my soul instinctively as a form that I really wanted to reveal, to do public. And amateurly, I was trying to write some poems in the very beginning of my poetry writing. But the inspirations come mainly from nature, I would say, the discrepancies in the society, the people we met, extraordinary events or artworks even, or the masterpieces of any art form always inspired me for writing poetry.
And is there a special like a Turkish style of poetry you were starting off with?
Well, although we have some classical old Turkish poetry styles from the starting very early 15th century, even earlier or further, like Sufi poetry or Ottoman court poetry. These are like is not the after the Turkish Poetry Republic, Turkish modern republic established, the poetry forms changed to more modern forms, and the I don't use classic forms. I just read them to know what it is exactly or studied at the school. And then I could say that my poetry writing influenced more modern Turkish poetry, which is like first or second new movements in modern Turkish poetry, or maybe independent poets in Turkish poetry. So there are a lot of different influences, but I am also deeply involved in word poetry, so I widely follow other poetries in the other countries. Therefore, my influences is in very wide range.
Mm-hmm. So I was just wondering about like the avant-garde poetry we have like in Western Europe or from the US. Did it also influence? Did it have some influence in Turkey? Like the futurist, Dadaist, concrete poetry.
Yeah,
do you find that in Turkey as well?
There are some influences, but mostly lately. But during the time of like these avant-garde movements was spread out in Europe, especially after the First and Second World Wars, like First World War, after First World War, like or during the First World War, there were Dadaism, and then futurism, and then later on avant-garde movement, 60s after Second World War, all these kind of movements, I would say, didn't have a great impact during the time, but after, mm-hmm. I would say, in Turkey. Although even after, there wasn't like a very big influence, but some artists are influenced by this kind of avant-garde movements or experimental poetry, visual poetry, and today maybe is the most we could say in Turkish poetry, young generation sometimes follow these patterns out of the Turkish movements. But we could say that in Turkish poetry, modern Turkish poetry today, there is no any mainstream movement on experimental poetry or other kind of visual poetry as a like collective movement, or the gathering of artists in one magazine around and publishing only this kind of works. But there are individual poets. They are writing experimentally and trying to be create some experimental or visual or avant-garde poetry, but mostly influenced under the European style. Mm. I could say, as a poet myself, maybe I am one of the only poet or one of the very rare poet that trying to create a Turkish avant-garde poetry. Because, you know, we have lots of patterns that we could use from Anatolian culture and our own patterns, and then and trying to create like something different than the copying rather the existed forms. So
So how did you get from poetry to performance art? What is the connection?
This like when I studied theater, and you know you realize that how the theater connected with the poetry, because the theater also is very poetic form. In terms of the dramatic text or in terms of the body language, blah, blah. And then Since I've been studying before theater, the poetry, a long time, and then when my theater studies finished, I didn't have time actually to be a professional actor because I've been doing as a profession also engineering. So I decided to be limited these acting studies into performance art, and then combine with the poetry because I started first performance poetry, these performance, and then turn into more performance art, mm-hmm. because there's a difference between performance art and performance poetry. And the when I was doing the performance poetry, I always follow the way of using, instead of using the classical written texts to perform, instead I try to create from scratch to acting, to from act to the writing. Mm-hmm. So I try to do even the performance poetry out of classical way, not from the text, but from the action to the text. Mm-hmm. So and therefore I did a lot of public performances, collective performances, and then sometimes interpretation of the some of the artworks into performance, mm-hmm. like some such as like Jean-Luc Godard's Godard's Alphaville film. I took it part of it and interpreted as a performance, mm-hmm. also.
Yeah, it strikes me that you're really transforming one art form to another art form. Like we did some recording on in Prague, and you did the visual poem from the recording. So that is a very interesting process. How did you go from sound to the visual poetry? How was that connection?
Oh yes, it's actually is a part of my university studies, and then you are right, when we are recording the field recordings on the Václavské náměstí in Prague. That was my idea for this semester, one of my work, to create a visual poem of the sound. So how did I create it? Because I've been involving in visual poetry, also visual art and digital art, as a part of my interdisciplinary view, and then I have created many visual and digital artworks, and the this kind of visual arts or visual poems already tried in the past, from the sound to create a visual visuality of the sound, and I wanted to also try because I haven't tried before, and then as a part of my poetic creation, I used a lot of symbols signs, symbols, visual language or visual alphabet. And this visual alphabet in the sound process, I choose a certain symbols to express the visuality of the sound, but so much related to the place, characteristic of the place, the sounds of the place, as well as the art and history of the place, or architecture, for example. Then, while observing the place, the space where you are walking and recording the sound, also you are observing the people, the architecture, and then the historical things, and then. And I choose the symbols specifically accordingly those things together, sounds and all those other aspects. And then I'm bringing them together in order to give the audience a sense of the sound that creates visuality. Maybe it's an objective or maybe very subjective, but only the audience can decide listening both to sound and the visual, comparing it to, with the visual appearance of it, then decide mm-hmm. this connection between the sound and the visual art. That is the way I do it.
But this transformation process is always happening with your art, I think. There's some transformation going on.
Exactly. Yeah. There is a transformation from the sound to the visual art. And then during this transformation, I also take into consideration some artistic aspects of creating visual art. Mm-hmm. Sometimes geometry, sometimes symmetry, sometimes dimension and the color, or expression of the words with minimalism, mm-hmm. or sometimes conceptual art can take role in that kind of process. Depends on what you want to express or what you are inspired by the sound.
Yeah, of course. I mean, like the concrete poetry we had in the 1950s, 60s, 1970s was also very strong both on the visual aspect and yes. on the sound. There is a part sound poetry, but also a part visual poetry. And some of the artists were doing both. So did you have some connection to the concrete poetry?
You are right, actually. It is it's a connection with the concrete poetry. When the terms comes to do express the sound as a visual art, and then I wouldn't say my visual art created from a sound strong connection with concrete poetry, but it might be remembered to concrete poetry connections. So, I wouldn't say that I directly aim an influence by concrete poetry, but I know concrete poetry very well because there were times that I was like searching, reading concrete poetry. But at first sight, when you see my visual art created from sound, the concrete poetry maybe is less dominant. Mm-hmm. One can remember. I cannot say that strong influence, but there is a connection, of course, mm-hmm. because all these art forms somehow is a ring, and I believe a big aura, and then all the have like a chain connect to each other and have some influences somehow yeah. one to each other. So I might have influenced mm. also concrete poetry.
So you don't really see them as different art forms, they're really interconnected?
Yes, I see them as interconnected.
Yeah, and some of your poetry actually resembles very much spoken word also. And yes. you brought a poem, I think it's called Quantum... Quantum Caramella. And so we will hear this right now, and then we'll talk a little bit about this.
Quantum Caramella. Maşallah, inşallah. Ku kuluks klan. Ku ulan. Ku lan. Ku la. Kuluks klan. Kulu klan la. Lan ulan. Klaks kulun, o an, momentum. Kuvvetlerin birliği, yer çekimi, yer serimi, yer düğümü. Serim, düğüm, çözüm yok, yer düğümü, yumakta büyüyen. Düğümler, içinden çıkılmaz durumlar, sinirlere şenlik umutlar, yağmura gebe bulutlar, gökyüzünü ressam soyutlar, yeryüzü yüzüm, serim, düğüm, göğüm, göğüm, ümdü, im oldu. Ümdü ümmet oldu, gümdü gümbet oldu, sokaklara manşet oldu, vahşet oldu, dehşet oldu, neşeye şehvet oldu, şark idi, şarkı oldu, lay lay lom, şar şar şar, su idi, şelale celal oldu, helale bela oldu, beyit oldu, work, görk, görç ve göç oldu, Geç oldu, biz kalkalım artık, içine dert oldu, zerk oldu, zehir gibi katran oldu, lekesi şakran oldu, ahbabı akran oldu, eğlencesi ekran oldu, babası tek nam oldu, namlusu şan, şanı kan oldu, karısı köle, namusu ölüme, hayali göle, maya oldu, ku, ku, ku, kuvars bir geçmişe kristal bir kumru gibi, ışığın yuvası oldu, güneş topladı içine, yıldız kuğurdu, galaksiler çatladı, kara deliklere bile sığmadı, yumurtladı. Ne enerji, ne sinerji, ne de alerji. Alergen bir titanyum çürümesinde çil çil dağıldı tozları. Tozandan, kozandan, bozandan, ozandan duydu duyacaklarını. Ozondan anladı saflığını, ziryum kadar zillet. Ozondan, zandan, osondan, ondan çıktı başlangıcı. Zomzoma, zombi, zodyak geceleri. Sizi gidi uranyum bozuntuları, lafa alfa bozumları. Beta karaten, karoten, ışınları, hışımları, hasımları, gama gam gam gam style, çemkir gamları, çevir çirkin oyunları, kazı yanmasın, kazı kazı kazanları kaynasın, cadıları başlarında beklesin, günahlarınız haşlansın, habeş kebeş olsun, kalleşe keleş olsun, ihanetleriniz leş olsun, insanlığınız beleş bir karga konsun, gak gak gak gagalasın. Seni leydisi gaga olsun, gagalasın galasını, orasını, burasını, gagalasın alasını, ga, ga, ga. Germanyum çekirdeklerimi çıtırdatsın, çatır çatır birileri size bunları anlatsın, boşa hikayeleriniz masal anlatsın, uyuttuğunuz beşiğiniz, yutturduğunuz kişiliğiniz kişnesin, at bile korkup kaçsın dört nala Orta Asya'dan, maymunluğunuz prim yapsın, üçünüze üç göz muz. Üç kulak muz, üç ağız muz yetmesin. Sesinizi kargalar bile sevmesin. Edgar Allan Poe sakın buna gülmesin. Poe desin. İtalya'da bir nehir desin. Paolo Pasolini buna bir film çeksin. Filmi görün o zaman siz, bir çekim sizi de çeksin. Çekmiş zaten içine içine çeke çeke sizi. Çeke çeke sizi çile çile dertlere sizi, bizi de böyle şiire şair yapa gele gide, bir dünyada döne döne kulağa kulağa, kum kuma kim kuma kim duma, kim ki uma ula ulan ulana ulana una, bulana bir balık yağda kekik kızarık bozarık, ku an, ku an, an ku, an ku, ku an. Quan quars, mozzarella, godzilla, umbrella, beyin sinyallerim dönüştürüyordu kelimeleri, dilleri dillere, dileklere, Amadeus, Amadei, Amadeu, ussu, us, sen de mi Amadeus, Amadeus, hobba, deus, homo deus, ona deus, buna deus, ne deus, ne de dünus, hepiniz topunuz, topunuza şut, very good shoot goal. Rock me Amadeus. Dönüştürüyordu kelimeleri dillere, dilleri dileklere. Amadeus. Amadei. Amadeu. Ussu us. Rock me Amadeus. Sen de mi homo deus. Homogeneous. Homo. Hom. Sıkıyorsa kemer çöz. Sıkıyorsa Diogenus. Diogenius. Sen de mi Diogen. Oxygenius. Hay oksigen, hay oksigen, Ostradomus, Nostradomus, burada şeyinize dokununuz. Şeyinize derken beyninize dokununuz. Dokununuz, dokununuz, dokunmazsanız dokunuruz. Kötülükleri dondururuz. Mars'a Mars, Mars, Mars gideriz. Arşa karşı karış karış alnımızı kaşıklarız. Donunuzdan dondurma yaparız. Çikolata, kaymak, karamela satarız. Kuantumunuza bir formül çakarız. Öyle bir çakarız ki işte genleriniz şaşırır. Gözleriniz açılır. Zihniniz aydınlanır. Dünyaya barış. Alnına karış. Yüzünde kırış kırış kalmış. Yaşlanmış. Doğumdan ölüme. Yarış sona varış. Yumurtaları kümeste kalmış tavuğa. Kış kış. Karambole, krem brule, hesabın görüle görüle, geriye bir leş kalmış. Çekirdeklerinize çıt çıt atomlar, sizde ise çıt yok, sen sus. 100 derece Celsius, sen sus, Celsius konuşsun, ateşin düşsün, yumurtan sağında pişsin, fiziğin iyi, kimyan tutsun, gözün çıksın, dimağın kurusun, O nasıl söz, Allah korusun. Başında Big Bang patlasın, komşular çatlasın. Evren bu ya, yeniden yaratılsın. Dünya yetmez, yeni yetme masumlara yetmedi. Acının acısı, kuantum teorisi. Varlığın kiracısı, dünya evin. Sen çocuk, dondurmam kaymak. İnsan yanık, yeni bozuk, ruhu yüzük. Paslı, teni kıtalar arası, göç atlası, uygarlık tatavası, insanlık palavrası, Ajda Pekkan'ın palavrası, palavra, palavra, palavra abisi, parole, parole, parole doğrusu, eğrisi, uzayın para para bölüsü, ölüsü, karambolü, kreması, pastası, yaşamı akıl hastası, hastayım sana bunun için kuantum, amenna, kuantum, tapalım tapıncağa, ruhumuzdaki kırık oyuncağa, Kerbela, Karbela, üç kere tü, tü, tü, tükür, tü, tü, tü. Maşallah, maşallah. Sen de tekrarla şimdi, haydi şimdi üç kere tü, tü, tü. Kuantum karamela, kuantum karamela, kuantum karamela.
So we just heard the poem Quantum Caramella in Turkish, and of course you can hear it's kind of a wordplay poem, spoken word poem, you called it yourself. So what is the idea and what is it about really? Can you say something about
okay.
it?
Okay, this is like shows that I write in different styles in poetry. And one of them, like as you said, spoken word, sort of, it's a slam style poetry, play with the words, rhyming, even it reminds the rap style, singing, or humoristic. So the Quantum Caramella, it's written as a part of those styles, and since I've been traveling around Europe and different countries, actually I was reciting this poetry in different countries, like in Poland, Czech Republic, and then in Turkey. And then during this time, what I see, this kind of poetry bring down the language barrier, because the even though I was reciting it just in Turkish, the foreign public is quite like the poetry and give the reaction, great reaction to it. Since I believe the sounds and the words are international, so we see that also how the language interconnectedly bring a sort of chain into our societies. Therefore, the poetry is like internationally connect to nations, to each other. I mentioned about Edgar Allan Poe, Paolo Pasolini, a lot of Latin words, English or other language, from other languages words is used in that poem. But mainly it is sort of humoristic and sarcastic way criticizing today's world, what is going on in today's world, how we are materialized under the circumstances of the system, and then become so much part of it that we don't realize we are so much dependent.
Yeah.
So it's sort of like make a fun of today's world, but also the criticizing that we cannot escape from. To get our freedom, this kind of like rhythmic, humoristic poem I wrote.
Okay, great. And you already mentioned that you had different collaborations with other artists, and maybe we could talk about this. How important is collaboration for you? You also travel a lot, I think, and so you get many different inspirations from different different places. And so, what kind of collaborations did you do already? So.
Yeah, I like very much to collaborate with other artists or poets and create interdisciplinary art forms and projects with together with other artists. I collaborated with Sabine Schiffner from Germany and Klaus Ankersen from Denmark. As well as young sound artist František Ruška from Czech Republic and some more artists. I cannot remember all the names now, but mainly collaborated in performance art and then bringing together some performative forms to express the today's world discrepancies or problems, to express and then give the society some message like human rights, freedom of expression, and then blah blah sort of things. And then apart from this, sometimes also I collaborate in poetry as a result of that with an Italian Jewish poet and musician also. Delilah Gutman, we wrote a book in Italian together, a poetry book. Mm-hmm.
So you're really looking for many, many different influences that can work with you.
Exactly. Many influences. Any art form can influence me. This could be music, theater, painting, sound. Many different kind of art forms always inspire me. And sometimes, as you said, since I've been traveling a lot around Europe these days and in the past also, because I used to live around 11 years in Europe in three different countries. Mm. So I have met many different artists from different art forms, and then it made me collaborate with them if it's possible. So I'm still continuing this.
So you're like a little European Union in yourself.
You've been everywhere. At the moment, maybe I'm in European Union, but I feel like more like a world citizen, you know. I don't feel belong to one country, really.
Yeah, yeah.
Always one artist or all writers or artists belong to one land, and then they feel more affiliated with this land, our own nation. Yeah. However, as an artist, I think the most artists might have the same view. We are the world citizens, and then since the world is utopically will be united maybe in the future, we don't know, but it's a good dream, and then to be part of the world culture, I would say, as a world citizen, and traveling around the world, and it's wonderful.
Mm. But you're still also very active in Turkey, I think. You're translating, you are working with magazines and with poetry events there. Maybe you can say something about that. What is your activities there?
Yes, actually we are publishing a literary magazine in Turkey with my colleague Zeynep Çolakoğlu, is wine and literature.
Mm-hmm.
So we wanted to bring into literary scene something different, you know, to bring this wine culture and then the literature connections. And although this literature not totally dedicated to wine and literature, but it's like also interdisciplinary magazine. But I have also this editorship experience in the past. I used to work as a president of International Cultural and Translation Academy of Turkey, and then as also the editor of one of the most important poetry magazine, Yasak Meyve, as an editor. And then as a part of that, also we did like some translational works in academy, translating Australian poetry, New Zealand poetry, something like which has never been translated before into Turkish. Some French poetry, German poetry, and other things. But these days also, over the last 3 years, I've been working for Izmir International Poetry Festival. Izmir International Literature Festival,
yeah,
as a coordinator. So I still keep my connection lively with Turkish poetry scene, although not as strong as when I was in Turkey.
Okay. But you also, you published also a book in German, I think, now.
Yes, yeah. Yes. I'm very happy for that, and thank you very much to Sabin Schiffner and the Clark Verlag, my publisher and the translator of the book, Sabin, a great friend. She was like many times in Istanbul with the residency programs. So we collaborated together, become a good friend, and then exchanged poetic ideas, translations, and many other things. So as a result of this friendship, this book, translation of this book, came out. And then the book is called Mehr Licht. And the book came out actually in Romania, in the Timișoara city, because we have been invited one anthology of the poets from all over the world. And there was a presentation and of the book in that city, Timișoara, in one academy. And then I met with Clark Verlag, director there, and then I had a two poem on German culture, actually one because in that anthology I had a two poem. The one poem was influenced by Goethe, because I like the Goethe's vision that bring the East and West cultures together. You know, he had a book on East and West Divan, and then also the, you know, he was like fond of both religion, you know, Christianity and then also the Islam, and the also like some of the major Eastern poets. And then Goethe, I think, is a very good example of the peace, how the poetry bring the nations or the conflicts, not to face to face, but together in peace. So, therefore, I wrote a book. I wrote a poem dedicated to Goethe, and then also Pina Bausch, modern dance pioneer from Wuppertal, and then Pina Bausch was my influence also. And I wrote another poem, long poem on Pina Bausch. I think that was like a starting point that the Clark Verlag like these poems, and they offered me to publish my book. Then many years after this occasion, the book came to be published.
Okay, so very nice. It's Mehr Licht.
Mehr
I think
Licht.
That's also a quote from Goethe.
Yes, quote from Goethe. It's also controversial. Some say it was his last words.
Yes. Yeah.
And some say also another way. But
yeah.
I like this Mehr Licht idea. And then, so I just want we choose the title of the book. This the book also includes like 10 or 12 pieces, my visual artworks, spread out to the pages of the between the poems, these visual artworks of mine. So I think it's very colorful, interesting book came out
Okay, yeah, it's a really nice book. But for the finish, you brought another poem that you would like to read for us.
Yes, I think that time I will read one of my more classical poems. So, yeah.
Eski konuk. Sonsuz boşluklara yayılan, sessizliğin dilini yoğuran, senle benim aramda evreni dolduran karanlık madde. Bir ütopya. Toz bulutunda, bir düş, sancılı ruhumuzda gebe, çağların zaman aralıklarında. Bir yaydan çıkan okla kalbimize saplanmış, varoluş denklemine dayalı eksik hipotez. Önlenemez değişim, devrim. Bir serzenişi var oysa yolculuğunda, hayalini kurduğumuz dünyaların yokluğunda. Sonunda hep yeniden içeri davet ettiğin insanlığın kapısına dayanmış en eski konuk, yalnızlık. Aklın coğrafyasında kayıp bir rüzgar şimdi. Unutuşun ateşiyle kavrulan bir anı. Hayat dediğin ruh yangını. Bir türlü kaçıp kurtulamadın. An old guest. Embodying the mute language, dark matter merging the universe, diffusing into infinite space between you and me. An utopia hidden therein, dust cloud. A dream got pregnant, aching within our souls, bounded by the milestones of the ages. Since incomplete hypothesis based on equation of existence, an arrow sprung from its bow targeted our hearts. Inescapable metalepsia of revolution. Yet it has a grievance amongst the worlds that we imagine. In the end, once again, you have invited in the one knocked at the humanity's door is the oldest guest. Solitude, a lost wind on the geography of your mind, a memory scorched by the heat of forgetfulness, cold life which you cannot get away from. The flames of soul within.
Okay, thank you, Erica, for this poem. So this was more like the classical style.
Exactly, exactly. Two different styles.
But you're really using a wide variety of styles, so from everything, from performance poetry to experimental to visual poetry to this kind of classical. Well, Erkut, thank you so much for joining me in this podcast episode. I'm really delighted that we made it very spontaneously, actually, in Prague. Yeah. So it's a very nice occasion that we were able to do this now here. So this was episode 16 of podcast Possible Poetry, Poetry Between Worlds. My name is Dirk Wilstrunk.
Thank you so much inviting me. It was a great honor to be part of this wonderful Possible Poetry program, and hope to meet again soon in Prague or somewhere else in the world.
Somewhere else in the world, I guess so. Well, thank you again, Erkut Tokman, as my guest in Possible Poetry. Thank you.
Possible Poetry.